right, guys, welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, the number one resource for collegiate esports. But we got a story coming out of the pro scene where Louis Vuitton is partnering with League of Legends for the World Championships this year in 2019. They are going to be making a specific bespoke custom case for the Summoner's Cup, which is the big trophy you get for winning the World Championship. And probably more importantly, they're going to be making champion skins in the game and capsules, basically loot boxes, for League of Legends in the future. So, guys, this is a multi-year deal. This is a big deal. Louis Vuitton is involved. I'm excited. I love being bougie. I can't wait to spend all my money on the LV prints. I want to see all this on my Lux skins, Jinx. I want everybody decked out. How do you guys feel about Louis Vuitton? What's next? Prada? Versace? Oh, my God. Did Versace get involved? How do you guys feel about the high fashion brands getting involved with esports and video games?
What's next is that we're going to get those jerseys that we were talking about last week in the game. And then we're really soaring. No, my main takeaway is that if NAR isn't throwing these purses, I'm going to riot. Because NAR is, because I don't really play League. But I'm really good at NAR. That's my one trick. So he better be throwing them purses, and it will be adorable.
It better translate to teamfight tactics, that's for sure.
Oh, man, if it's in teamfight, it's over for me.
No, what I want to see is, give me more. Give me Gucci shades on Rainbow Six operators.
Oh,
give me
goodness.
A Diva mech all covered in Michael Kors. Hell, give me this complete the trifecta and give us Supreme stickers on everything Fortnite. Everything.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Just
yes.
Imagine like a pickaxe just covered in Supreme
everywhere.
Stickers.
Oh, no, it's a giant Supreme sticker.
Oh, that works too. That would be great. What do you think?
But listen. If you guys can't take, you know what I'm saying, Varys and put him in a, you know, a Versace Medusa head sort of, you know, Miami style shirt with the buttons that only come up to here. Like, I would love that, guys. I mean, this is a big deal. But Louis Vuitton has done stuff like this in the past. I believe it was them that reached out to Square Enix and got Lightning from Final Fantasy XIII to be a digital model for one of their spring lines. I believe that was years ago. Yeah, for one of their spring lines. So, I mean, they're not wholly unfamiliar for something, you know, kind of outside of the box and involved with video games. But being involved with esports, here's my thing. What's the over-under on how much the skins will cost? How much will the Louis Vuitton skins cost
in League of Legends? How much the Louis Vuitton bags cost again?
Oh, the bags?
I just got like a huge, like, grill.
No one
from,
involved
like,
can afford the bags. So, over under, how much do you think the skins will cost? Because the most expensive skins are like $30, $35.
Okay, well, I'd probably wager it's going to be around there or a little under there. Because even though it is a big brand, it's not actual fashion. Like, it's just a skin for a video game
you
character.
Say that.
Yeah, I mean, I could be completely wrong, and I pray I'm not. Because I do want that NAR skin if he's throwing them purses. But, but I mean, because, you know, people, like, gamers don't really play that game. If something's too expensive, they're not buying it. Like, mm-hmm. Period. And I think they have to have that much awareness to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably say under, either even or under 30 at the peak.
I'm going to say 50, but the reason,
why
is I know a guy who spent over $1,000 on skins alone. He's bought every single skin in League of Legends. So there are whales out there, and I think there's going to be people who buy these skins, and they're the people they're targeting here.
No, I absolutely agree. I think you'll see a skin, maybe not all of them, but you will see a skin, I think, that's north of $50, if not at 50. I think that's a strong possibility. I think it'll completely change all the abilities. I think NAR will throw the Louis Vuitton purses. I think all of this will be completely brought to reality in this story. Will usher in a new era of designer skins in esports. So I think this is absolutely great and also terrifying at the same time.
Well, the thing is, if it's going to be like a $50 skin, it better be like a full skin.
Yeah.
Like, it better be delivered in a purse to my home with the code for it in the game.
Okay.
I think it should have all of the ability changes, all the voice line changes if they go that far. Mm-hmm. Like, it better be a skin if it's going to be that expensive.